Hey there, friends. It's Nick. It's episode 199 of the Story Hacker podcast, and I'm going to talk a bit about editing. Last night, we were watching, family and I, watching Sherlock, which is a series that I love. I love it in the way that I love like the West Wing. I think the characters are great, the comedy's great, the drama's clever. It's just a really good show. But one of the things, the one we were watching last night, you may know it's the one where John gets married, and the editing in it is really beautiful. There's lots of jokes which don't rely on the script. Obviously, they rely on the actors, but I mean, one of the things that I think we understand when we try to tell stories is that so much is in the editing, right? And I have a book which I love, which is called The Conversations. And it was written by Michael Onatiji. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, but I think he's the guy that wrote The English Patient. And it was a series of conversations between him and Walter Murch, who's an editor, a Hollywood editor. He edited things like Ghosts. He edited the Godfather trilogy, some massive movies. And it was just a really interesting conversation about filmmaking, but also about story and the importance of the editor, if you like, in terms of that story. And one of the things I remember from that book is Murch saying that the average Hollywood movie shoots 25 times the amount of film that it will finally be in the movie. So they have a ratio of 1 to 25. For some, like I think Apocalypse Now, he says, was like 100 to 1. And that's one of the things that we sort of I've talked about a bit when we're telling our stories. I've talked about the fact that our kind of core story needs to be focused on the direction we want to go. In other words, we tell a version of our story that kind of laser focuses on the future, whatever the future is for us now. And that means cutting a lot of stuff out. And like those sort of Hollywood movies, we have to hone it down to the 25th or the 100th even percent of our kind of story that really matters, that resonates, that creates, the rhythm and the pattern, if you like. And a lot of what I do, I think, when I'm talking to clients about their story, I've talked about the importance of finding out where they want to go, but then it's also about the kind of the cutting away. That kind of editing role. And I think, the more I think about it, the more that's what you're doing when you're writing a novel. I mean, I've written novels that are sort of 120, 130,000 words. And to get those 120, 130,000 words, I've probably written 500,000. I've written scenes that have gone, plot lines that have gone, characters that have gone in the kind of edit. And I suppose for that kind of novel, that kind of creative project, you are the script writer and the director and the editor all in one. But in your case, if you're thinking about your story and how you tell your story to promote your next project or make sense of your life for the next person you need to do that for, whether it's a potential employer, an investor, a customer and a client, or a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever. It's about that selection. And I think, when you read a book like that book, The Conversations, or when you watch an episode of Sherlock, you can see, if you just focus on a slightly different way, you can see how the selection of the material is one of the things that makes so much difference. And I think one of the things you see from, a script sorry, I'm bouncing around a bit here, but it is interesting, I think. Murch also edited The English Patient, which was a film of a book. And actually, the guy who wrote this book that I'm talking about, The Conversations, was the guy who wrote the original novel. So, we talk about how many births a film has, and typically it has a birth when it's written, a birth when it's directed, and a birth when it's edited. And in that case, there was an extra one, I think they say, because it was a book as well originally. But you think about all those transitions. And the editor is the person at the end who just really, of course, with the director, but he's the one that finds the story, the take, and you know, the soundtrack, if you like. And I think that's so true with you guys too, that when you're thinking about your story, the ability to focus on the particular narrative, the particular drive that gets you to where you want to go, and to cut away the rest is so important. And it's not to say that it doesn't matter, and it's not to say that, you know, it won't come out over time. But all of our stories, all of the good stories we tell, they have a direction, right? They have a momentum, and that is as much a product of what you leave out as what you put in. So when you're thinking about your pitch, your presentation, the conversation you're about to have on the phone, it's focusing on what you're going to leave out, focusing on the edit to get the best result for that particular thing. Anyway, it's a Saturday episode, isn't it? So that means I'm not putting this out on social media. It is for subscribers only. So thank you, heartfelt thank you for subscribing. Thanks for listening. And Matt Goddard in particular, I wasn't having a lie-in this morning. I was out walking the dog at about 6 a.m. with my wife. So there you go. Thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, your story means business. And the other thing, people who tell better stories get better lives. Bye now.